Well, I'm so grateful for the peace I am developing here and in my life. It feels like a refuge. Is it the fourth refuge? Thank you so much. I think one of the things is just stick with three, you'll be okay. It's enough. It's just one more. Just give me more. But yes, you realize that those three refuges are the nature of say the nature of the Buddha is peace. The nature of Dhamma is peace. These are you look at the archetype of the. Of the Buddha, that's a good image there. Where that's a really peaceful image, and it's a very peaceful. Recollection, some peaceful reminder. So so the Buddha, the teachings of the Dhamma, lead us to peace. I just remember one time, the very first time that Ajahn Sumedho went back to Thailand to visit Ajahn Chah and visit Wat Pa Pong. He'd been in England for 5 years and so then he was coming back to Thailand for the first time and pay respects to Ajahn Chah, and one of the English students at the monastery there had wanted to give Ajahn Sumedho a gift to take to Ajahn Chah, so he sculpted a Buddha image, and it was his first attempt at doing a Buddha image, and it had a kind of a stiff quality to it, trying to. Sitting upright, I mean, he's this really serious meditator, really kind of upright. And so anyway, Ajahn Sumedho brought it and made the offering, said where it was from. And Ajahn Chah set it on a table there, and he was talking and chatting, and he looked over there from time to time, and he get this smile on his face, and in the Thai language, a Westerner is a furong, Ajahn Chah finally, because he couldn't hold it in any longer, that Furong Buddha is really like a Furong. He's really tense and stressed. That was hilarious. Mm-hmm.